Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast. Thank you for joining us for another episode. We are joined by two special guests. We got a Zoomer old man, and we got a, no, I'm sorry, we got a Boomer old man, and we got a Zoomer Ling Ling, and we're going to go around the table, introduce the rest of our crew here. So you are joined by myself, my co-host. Today, we're going to talk about Fiesta, which is definitely a San Antonio thing, and growing up here during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, we'll get into it. So without further ado, round table, let's do it.
Hey everyone, I'm C. I was born at 87.
PT 1975.
Bubbles 1982.
Ling Ling 2010.
Old man 56 AD.
And I'm your host D 1984.
Sorry, right. Dick.
Yeah. So let's get into Fiesta, and I'm not talking about Fiesta Tejas, but Fiesta in Tejas. Who wants to kick it off? Any crazy stories? I got a fair share, but
I can't share mine.
Yeah, I can share.
So X-rated.
Yeah, you can.
That it's overrated.
Expensive.
Fiesta?
Yeah.
Okay. So for those who are listening, maybe you don't know, or maybe you just need a refresher. So San Antonio has it's mostly a San Antonio thing, right? There's the Battle of the Flowers parade. Then there's NYOSA and Fiesta Week. And then
I think it's all a San Antonio thing.
Yeah. I think all of it, right? That's what I mean, though. Like, it's unless you lived here or have visited during Fiesta.
Because I didn't live here, and I was confused as to what Battle of the Flowers was when I moved up here.
Yeah, like our school, it's a big deal. Like, even schools get let out.
Even
like,
businesses that get days off.
It's a holiday.
All the businesses downtown usually have the day off.
Yeah.
So they shut down on downtown.
Straight up Battle of the Flowers parade goes on.
The night parade.
The night parade.
Flambeau.
Poti Strawberry Festival kicks it off. Mm-hmm. Well, I think something kicks it off Thursday next week.
Isn't it the Cavalier Parade? The River Parade?
The
River
Parade. Was it last night? Because that's...
Was it last night?
Last night or tonight?
Yeah, I think it's usually the River Parade that kicks it off.
Yeah, Poti started today.
Oh, yeah, Poti starts... Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is this week.
Strawberry Festival this week?
Yeah, it started today. Yeah, it started today.
Yeah,
that... Because
NYOSA is next week, right?
NYOSA starts next week.
Yeah. If you enjoy, let's see, having beer spit on you and people grabbing your ass and
what's wrong with that?
The crowd not moving.
What's wrong with that?
NYOSA.
If you like looking at a bunch of cottage cheese hanging out of booty shorts.
Daisy Dukes.
What's wrong with that?
Anything wrong with that? A lot.
If you like looking at, as soon as the weather drops into the 60s, you have tree trunks in moccasins.
Dang.
Them Uggs getting stretched out.
Or the shorts with the fur.
That's the other opposite.
Or the butt cheeks are hanging out of the shorts.
Ow! I don't understand. You know, like, dress for the occasion, but also, like, you know, dress for your body type.
Maybe? And that's just the guys.
Man. That's you on Main Street, dude.
That's him over at Pegasus.
Is that what you look out for, or what?
Pegasus reverse jockstrap night. The old man was there.
Wet boxer.
He invented it.
Wet boxer night.
Okay, so I guess I should recap on that, too. So NYOSA, N-I-O-S-A, that stands for Night in Old San Antonio. So that's another, like, festival.
That's probably one of the best ones. The best events.
Because, I mean, it's... You got college night. You got oyster bake.
Yeah, you got all the food. Yeah. Like, different foods, like, throughout the, like, the area.
The different days.
NYOSA. No, like, when you go
King
to
Williams Fair, right, is also another...
They have, like, that dog parade that...
That's right.
People take their dogs.
Pooch parade.
Yeah, pooch parade, whatever.
I think everybody got priced out of, from what I've heard, Taste of San Antonio. Because it used to be reasonable, but now it's like...
Yeah, no, everything's expensive, dude. And then
hundreds of dollars.
I think that's one of the early events, too. I think that one... Yeah, and then they have the night parade and then the carnival.
Right.
It's like the whole time. Oh, and then Market Square, dude.
Right.
I can't forget Market Square.
La Vita and all
that. Yeah, La Vita. They have all the bands. The Tejano bands.
Dang, man. Yeah, it's a big deal. There's a lot going on.
City makes a lot of money, which is a good thing. But now it's really expensive, dude. But people actually like that live in San Antonio,
right,
that move out of town, they come back.
Yeah.
Like they take vacation. They want, like my buddy lives in Vegas.
They miss it.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm up in the week of a Fiesta. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to come back. And I mean, it's cool, but it's, dude, I'm over there. I did that for so many years. So expensive. I think it's like $12 a beer now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then parking, and then like,
20, 30 bucks.
Cause you have to buy drink tickets depending on what event you go to. Yep. It's like you buy drink tickets and then let's say the tickets are, I don't know, $2, $5 each, $10, whatever it is. And then a drink could be multiple tickets. So you like
the food?
Before you know it, you got to buy more tickets because you don't feel it the same way when you're spending.
Yeah.
And then you see people just getting obliterated.
Dude, I used to drop $200-$300. Dude, the best, you know what I figured out? I have like friends that always had stands.
Mm-hmm. So you get a hookup?
Yeah. No, well, either get the hookup or you volunteer to work it.
Yeah.
So you go and work 1 hour, but you got like a free pass for the day.
What nice. About parking too?
Yeah. Then you can, you have to pay your parking, but yeah. I did that a couple of times at Oyster Bake.
Oyster Bake's probably my favorite.
Oyster Bake's night.
Yeah.
I mean, the shows they have. They're going to have, who's playing this year?
I don't know. We went 1 year and we saw Jefferson Starship.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's that?
This year is pretty good. They have different.
What song do they have?
We Built This City on Rock and Roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're actually playing that song.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool.
Ling Ling, do you like the Fiesta? You've been to the parade before, right?
Yeah.
And I think even the night parade.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like them or do you think it's overrated?
Mm.
Or is it like one and done, right?
Yeah.
Like you've seen it one time when you're mm-hmm. good.
Did you like the night parade more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of kids would prefer the night parade.
Mm-hmm. It's like all the light show and stuff. Like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We took Bubbles to the night parade. She was like 1 year though because I was holding her the whole freaking parade. Arms about ready to fall off.
You didn't have a carrier?
No. But that.
For stroller?
Carries for weak people, man. But I remember back in the 80s.
You're the one complaining.
The carnival used to be on Martin Street. Or no, Santa Rosa.
In the 80s?
In the 80s. The carnival was on Santa Rosa.
Yeah, they moved it. It used to be all right there. Yeah.
It was nice because you could walk to everything there.
Yeah, now they have it at the dome and shit. The Alamo Dome. Yeah, because, this year Collective Soul's playing at Oyster Bake.
Who else is playing?
Hender. Saving Able.
I'd be cool seeing Collective Soul.
Collective Soul's badass live, bro. They're really good. They have different stages.
Mm-hmm.
They have, they have like the Tejano stage, which is
nobody. I think Nyosa's later in the, Nyosa's later in the month. I'm looking
later
at it
in
here.
The month? Did they change it? It's next week then.
No,
it's
this after is showing the 20th? 23rd to 26th is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, because Fiesta doesn't, okay, so officially it starts. Dude, no, the parade couldn't happen yet. The parade's next week, I think.
Okay, I'm getting confused.
It says Oyster Bake.
Yeah, Oyster Bake's next week.
April 19th and the 20th.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's usually like the first big event of Fiesta. And then after that, Nyosa starts the week after that, following week. So.
Did y'all go often when we were younger or no?
Hell no.
I feel like it's a touristy thing, but
it is.
Or it's something you're like when you're younger. I know for me,
when you're young, yeah.
But like I couldn't wait to go once I was over 21. But then it's like you go for one or 2 years and I'm over it.
Yeah, I think two times in 40 years. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
The good thing is I could take C and just with a few tickets, she'd be done for the night. So
damn, cheap date.
Cheap date, dude.
I just spent like $300.
Bro. Dude, she had a margarita last like night. 16-ounce margarita.
Uh-huh.
Dude, went straight to bed. I was like, oh my God.
What time was it? Like 8 o'clock?
That's a cheap date right there.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. But you know what's funny is Mama Margie's wouldn't give us a straw.
What?
Yeah.
They wouldn't. Oh, so you can't drink.
But it's like they tie the drink lid because it's alcohol, right?
Oh, yeah.
It has the lid without a straw slot, which, okay, whatever. Then it's in a bag that's tied in a really tight knot. And then I was just like, can I get a straw? And she goes, I'm sorry, no straws for alcoholic drinks. And I'm just like,
I think it's a state law. I think they implemented that like after COVID.
So what had happened if I had ordered a drink with a lid that requires a straw?
Well, they would have given you one because you could get away with it. Right, but then, since it's just alcohol, they couldn't give it to you.
I got a knife to fix that shit.
Yeah.
That's why you need a straw. Just open that bitch and drink it.
That's it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Like we used to go to Beer and All.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
Where? Beer and All. Is that like a drive-thru one?
Mm-hmm. In the South Side. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have like
they would close it with a bag too. In a bag too, whatever. And then like as soon as we left.
Was that pre-COVID or is that?
No, it's forever, dude.
That's always been like that.
Forever.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't go right to bed. I finished watching the movie and then I went to bed.
Yeah. Damn.
What movie?
Her eyes were getting heavy.
We're watching The Replacements. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it on?
I have the Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We watch it all the time. We left it in the Volvo when we sold it. So I lost the DVD. So then I bought it on Blu-ray. But that movie is the greatest.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Nah, it's fucking good, dude.
The chick's hot, but that's about it.
That's why girls
Keanu's don't, so hot.
That's why girls don't play the sport coach. Remember? You couldn't make that movie now.
No, you couldn't, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of the movies that from the 90s couldn't make now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it sucks. Everybody gets their butt hurt.
Speaking of getting butt hurt, how about this eclipse?
I'm glad I didn't go anywhere to watch it, dude. People were pissed. It was a big fucking nothing sandwich.
Bro, I could the disappointment I was waiting, hilarious.
I was waiting to wake up in 2012, bro.
I was ready, dude.
And I'm like, fuck me, dude.
I guess CERN didn't.
Yeah, they
let us down, man.
So dumb.
He's like, check the date. Is it 2012?
Yeah, go check your phone.
check your phone. Oh my god.
Mine still says
fucking. He's got flip phones.
Yeah. Although I did notice, I told her I did notice the time, the days are going a little slower than before.
What?
You didn't notice that?
No.
Is it just me?
It's just you.
Think about it. No. Think about it. Seriously.
I will say this. Think about it. It's getting darker much later. Like, which,
well, of course, that's a time change.
No, but
it progresses because
But I always would notice it more in like June, July, August, the days ending later, dude. It's like 8 o'clock and it's still sunny out.
Yeah, I guess it's getting about 8:15. Yeah.
But I don't remember it ever being that late. Yeah, no. This early April.
Yeah.
Nah, man, y'all are fucking crazy.
No, because they keep pushing the fucking dates back further and further. That's why, dude.
I don't know. All I know is it's
I don't know. The days seem to go slower for me.
They go pretty fast for me.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just a...
a perception thing.
I'm just not noticing it.
But then I've been seeing a lot of crazy shit. Like that video I sent you. I've been seeing crazy shit.
Dude, that was crazy. What about you? Are your days longer or shorter? Post-eclipse.
Like from before the eclipse, did it feel any different?
No.
No, same?
Because I'm in school, so it just feels so much longer.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. It feels like it drags at work and then goes fast when you're
at home. Yeah, when you're at home, right? When you're at home,
okay. Wait. So, what grade are you in, Ling Ling?
I'm in eighth
grade. Okay, what is your day start to finish? What is it like? You get to school? Do you meet up with your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Cafeteria or outside?
We go into the courtyard.
Courtyard, okay.
And then at 8 o'clock, we go into the cafeteria.
Okay, so courtyard's like outside, mm-hmm. Where y'all mingle?
Yeah.
And then lunch, you meet up with your friends?
Yeah.
Y'all sit at the same table?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have everyone has their own table or do you move around?
Different cliques.
You always sit in the same spots?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Like the jocks.
Since sixth
grade. The cowboys.
Yeah.
It's like this. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This is my
Nobody
table.
Nobody switches up.
Dang.
You can't
On the table it says Ling Ling was here.
Yeah.
Ling Ling's crew.
Our Ling Ling, Ling Ling sits here.
What was that clique called in Mean Girls? The popular ones?
The plastics.
The plastics.
The plastics.
On Wednesdays,
table.
We wear pink.
That's so fetch.
And then after school? Bus loop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. That's how it was for us, too. Although for us, middle school was different. It was like that for us in high school.
Yeah.
But middle school, we walked home because we were so close. That sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I have to drag my saxophone.
That was done on purpose.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That was a strategic move.
How did elementary work out?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That was
pull the fast one on your ass.
Yeah, you got bamboozled there.
Boom.
Enjoy that for 1 year.
Hey, Big Mike Duras.
We got screwed on that deal, but we made it back up on middle school.
Yeah.
And then we got screwed again in high school. That bus was always late.
Mm-hmm.
Always late. My bus is always late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our bus was.
Are the buses packed now, or is it standing room only? Or
everybody else's bus is packed, but like my bus,
it's pretty empty.
That's good.
It's only like 20 kids come off.
Yeah.
Dang, lucky you!
Mm-hmm. And then they get.
Dude, our bus was packed.
Mm-hmm. The bus pulls up. I'm waiting there to pick her up. She walks out, like this whole crowd, and they just sit there and talk for like 2-3 minutes on the other bus.
They're just standing.
Like,
there.
You were just in the fucking bus for like 30 minutes.
I know, right? What else can y'all talk about?
Because
we can't talk in like the
They
bus.
Don't let you. Oh, because that.
Why not?
Our bus driver is like really strict.
Oh, what? He won't let you talk? Yeah. Fuck that bus driver.
I think so. It's like an awkward silence.
He's a.
Wow. That's
weird.
If we do talk,
stop
he pulls on the side of the road. He pulls.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. So it's like an awkward silence and a hot buzz because all the windows are up.
Okay, this is what you do. Look at the bus. This is. You're riding on the bus, right? He pulls over. Who did it? Who done it?
But I remember like the bus going to elementary school. I always had a hard time bringing those damn windows down because they were like so like you had to like stuck. Push them in
like Chinese.
Yeah. They were so hard. Yeah, they were so hard.
Down? Did you have to put it back up?
No.
So the worst part was getting it down, and then it's like, yeah, it's off the track or whatever. Oh, yeah. Then you're trying to put it back up, and you can't. There's a bee or a wasp trying to get in. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Only you have that problem.
The other thing, too, is remember the foam. Yeah. Remember the back of the seats are like this. It's like that fake leather.
Yeah.
And then that foam, and it's like a multicolored foam. And I would just sit there and pick it out and like just dig a hole like throughout the school year. Like, oh, man.
Or you got the little nerdy kid. He's walking on there. Seats taken.
That sucks, man. Yeah. Poor
sights kids. Taken.
Wow, I can't believe they don't let you talk in the bus. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I want to ride that.
Text
bus.
Each other. Just text each other which ones.
I'm still
free, dude. I'll ride that bus with your bus driver and be singing fucking John Jacob Jingleheimer shit. Fuck
that. Yeah, she says he's an asshole.
Wow,
dang.
That's what weird. If your special needs and you're talking? Does he still pull over? I should get on there.
Yeah.
You sit right behind him.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse my baby. Excuse
my baby.
You'll be singing that song of that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My lifestyle.
Nailed it.
Sucks. Dude, what's even scary is you look just like
him. I know, right?
So we got more teeth.
Damn, y'all are messed up.
Do it again one more time.
Nah.
One for the road.
Nah.
One for the road.
Dude, what?
I didn't hear it. What did you do?
Yeah, no,
we're good. You can listen to the episode later. Hey, so what was I going to say about school? There was something. I don't know if you ever made this mistake. I made it one time. There were three buses that.
You got on the small one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got on the big one. He got on the big one.
He's looking the window of the wrong bus.
With your fucking helmet.
Look. There was bus 196. There was bus 197 and bus 198.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I got 96 or 98, like, confused. And I'm straight up riding the wrong fucking bus. And I'm, like, on there, like...
You got dropped off at Ingram?
Luckily, yeah. So, luckily, the bus that I rode, it was the one that went to the neighborhood with one of my friends. So, I just, walked home from his place. But, yeah, it didn't take me too far from where
was
we were.
Was that high school?
Yeah.
Dang. That's crazy, dude.
You got confused
I never rode
in
the bus.
High school?
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
Still confused.
Wait, you got a point. Really?
It was because 196 rolled up and then 198. And then sometimes the buses would have, it'd be like a sub bus and they'd put the fucking number on.
They would cover the number?
They put a paper number on the window. So if you weren't paying attention, you're just like, oh, that's bus 70. Fuck that bus. No, that was your bus because you missed it.
Yeah, they still do that.
Yeah.
I would think you would look for me.
No. Trying to stay away from you.
Make sure you're on the right bus,
fucking
dummy.
Nah.
Nerds. I forgot y'all ride the bus. I never rode the bus, dude, in high school. It wasn't cool, dude.
What, the bus, the school was what, like 2 miles from
you know
the
what's
house?
Not cool.
Man, my
you know what's not
was
cool?
further than that. Dude, I didn't ride the bus.
You know what's not cool? Fucking walking.
It was fun, bro.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Because you went to school together, like I went with my brother together.
Uh-huh.
And I acted like I didn't know. I acted like I didn't have a brother, okay?
Damn.
Yeah.
My brother was a school nerd.
I hope you never need a kidney, motherfucker.
We weren't really like that.
It wasn't like I would avoid bubbles. It was just more we had our own friends.
Yeah.
So we never hung out together.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like we had like classes close together anyway.
Yeah. And our school, like, because you were 2 years ahead.
One year.
Wait, so what?
Y'all wouldn't cross when y'all would go to the special ed class? Y'all didn't cross paths?
No, I would give him my helmet.
That was switch helmets.
I'd give her my gloves and take her helmet. We'd swap off.
my brother, if you ever seen the movie War Games, there's a little nerd, Eugene.
Oh yeah.
That was my brother in high school.
Really?
Yes, he was. And he wore these damn high waters and he thought there was nothing to him. I'm sitting there wearing bell bottoms with pimp shoes and pimp hats, and he's wearing these freaking Farmer Jones bullshit. So yeah, I acted like I didn't have a brother, man. I was a lone one child.
It all stuck up.
No, yeah, you're right. The gap I'm thinking of is when you went to high school and I was still in middle school. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you and O. Mm-hmm. Like there's
it's going to be interesting next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but that was the other thing is like your group of friends, like, yeah, because we didn't share classes. We didn't have the same lunch periods, like nothing. Like we never crossed paths really in school.
No, we really didn't.
Yeah. But y'all had dirt on each other to blackmail.
Damn, that's why.
No, not really.
Not even really. Surprisingly, we were good. We didn't really
do anything mischievous.
Yeah, school.
Like we just let each other do their thing. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I used to blackmail my brother all the time, and he used to blackmail me.
Dude, I remember one time when I would. Never mind. I'm not going to share that story. Computer maintenance turned in their bathroom into a diddle room.
Oh, we heard that story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. Good times.
Dude, there's diddle rooms all over the place.
Diddling happening. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even know. It'd make your head spin.
Dude, I was diddling before P. Diddle was diddling, dude.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you don't run. Dude, you don't get raided by fucking... Homeland Security in multiple properties,
multiple,
and flee
multiple
to another
houses,
country.
Yeah. Unless, they said he was already there. They said he was already bullshit.
Nah, I don't think so, dude.
There's some crazy. Dude, I've seen.
What do you think they're looking for?
Dude, for there, he's being investigated for human trafficking. There's like that one guy that turned against him. Yeah, it went in court. It was like in court, like the court documents.
It just seemed like stuff coming out from the others, like all the comments of them, was more of like a. Yeah, dude. Like,
dude, the Justin Bieber one is sad. Dude.
Yeah, like, trying to get his take
advantage. What about
of
Justin
you.
Bieber? I haven't looked into it.
Just crazy. You gotta look at that.
He got like used like a piece of meat.
Yeah,
man.
Like pass him around like Diddy and Usher. Man, it's crazy that there's
before
a video.
Before he was famous or after?
No, like that's like how he became famous. Yeah, that's how he became famous. So he's all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man,
so sad.
That's why fame. Like, I don't envy people that are like celebrities because. They paid a high price to be where they're at.
If they're big, yeah. That's why.
Their butthole's wider than, I don't know, the fucking field goal post.
Greg Canyon.
on a football field.
That's so sad.
Well, it's not my fault. I mean.
It's a price for everything, bro. Yeah, well,
you want the money and fame. That's what you got to do.
There's so many stories of P. Diddy that came out like years ago that nobody believed, dude.
I think, look at a lot of celebrities, right? A lot. I mean, Bill Cosby, like. Yeah. That was one where everyone, no way, never. It could never be. Like, well.
They do that. You got to go look at the theory on that shit. What they did to him, dude. He was trying to buy, like, some of the studio, and he was set to do it. And
they're like,
happened.
We're
going to
ruin you.
Yeah. Just like Michael Jackson, dude.
Oh, sure.
Dude, I don't know. Couldn't be me.
Yeah.
Mine would have just been OD
be a
on
poor
drugs.
Working man.
I'd give it a shot.
I'll be a poor working man, too.
Just drink up on the booze and let it.
Just let it happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that Hollywood, man.
Crazy. People do crazy shit. They want that fame.
What the fuck?
Was it coming out?
He's having a man crush on
his
screen.
Oh, spazzing out.
You, Chino. He's spazzing out.
I've got no response for
so,
that shit.
But okay, so going back to Fiesta, like you, because you were in the marching band, so y'all did the day parade, the Battle of Flowers parade, right?
No,
you weren't in it.
Our high school never did the marching parade for it. I don't know.
Y'all never did when you were there.
I think it was only certain either SAISD or like certain schools or it wasn't.
They would
like,
rotate.
Maybe the ones that won UIL.
The school
maybe.
Rotate. Maybe yeah, but I never was a part of. That.
That means y'all weren't good.
We were good. We went. Bullshit.
Suck.
No, actually, we went to state my freshman year. We were badass. Our marching band was legit. And we beat out. I think we beat out Churchill and like some of the other big bands too. Like,
I think they would go by like the size of the band too. Back when we were in high school, like that's who they would invite to the parades. Like if you had a big ass marching band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We
was pretty
always
big,
went,
but
we went.
I don't know. Year. I mean, I just we just never. I think it was a district thing. I think if you were part of like wherever.
A certain one?
Yeah, because I don't remember any Northside schools.
Yeah,
being.
I would see Northside schools, dude.
Really?
I thought so.
You know what? Hang on. Let me look.
They would
this
just
up.
Invite certain ones because they have schools from like out of state too that would come down.
Because were
like,
you only.
No, yeah.
Were you only in the marching band for 2 years?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would take turns because sometimes Harlando would do the night and then sometimes they'd do the day parade. Yeah.
Or maybe because I was always in trouble, like in band. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't fucking part of it. The best thing about marching band or about band in general was me and James. We were like the best saxophone players, like straight up.
Y'all blew the best.
We did, man.
He could really blow.
Yeah. I can hold my breath for 2 minutes.
Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, huh?
I can play this whole sheet music in one breath. So we would, get in trouble a lot, but then because we were good, they would have to let others take first chair, second chair, and we didn't give a shit because we knew. They knew. Yeah. Everyone knew. First chair ain't a fucking thing, man.
So why didn't you stay with it?
Bored.
I don't remember why, actually.
Didn't stay with it, like, after high school?
I would say maybe because friends.
No, I don't. I think it was just other electives I wanted to get into.
Yeah, do it. Because band would take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that... Oh, you know what it was? It was because I wanted to get early release, like junior year. Work period.
Job release or whatever.
Yeah. Work period. Work release,
yeah.
But also, I got tired of, like, the marching band practice. Dude, we were there in summer.
Yeah.
We're there at 6 in the morning. It fucking sucked. Our band director was cool. The assistant band director was cool. But the drum major was a dick who, like, thought he was the shit. So he was, like, had a big ego. Like, dude, I was like, yeah.
So I'm not when gonna... were you out of band?
Junior year.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were in band all 4 years.
Nah, man. Fuck that.
Hmm.
Yeah. I always take this one dude's Hugo Boss spray out of his cubby.
I just ordered some today.
Did you?
Just got it in today, yeah.
Yeah, we liked the smell of it, me and this other dude, Michael, and we would go up and we would sneak in early after band practice and we'd...
It's all empty.
And then we'd put it back and we were just tearing through his cologne. Like,
did your mom He's say all like, what the hell? Came home?
Probably.
And she had the nose of a, dude, I don't know.
I know.
Aardvark.
What's crazy is, like, I wouldn't even do anything. It'd just be like shampoo and she'd be complaining.
Why'd you put our cologne?
I didn't even put anything on.
Deodorant?
It's just Mom, deodorant. Dude, yeah, what the?
It was pretty bad. It would be, yeah.
But yeah, this year I think Fiesta's from like the 18th through the 28th.
So it's starting a little later.
Yeah, it starts on Thursday.
Okay.
Next Thursday.
Okay.
That's when the night parade is. Oh, yeah. The river parade.
So
the river parade. What is it?
The Cavalier.
Cavalier parade.
So then that means that Poteet's not linked to.
Well, it's like it's not an official Fiesta event, but
it starts before.
It's always been.
It's always been in April.
It's always been the week before.
How many times y'all been to Poteet? I think we just went once.
A lot of times. I used to go all the time.
I've been there a couple times. I've never been.
Yeah, because I have friends that played in the Hondo band, so we used to always go. We used to get tickets for free.
Like, if you like strawberry, then yeah.
They have a lot of stuff there. It's nice.
But if you don't like strawberries, then...
Been away.
Have you been to Poteet Strawberry Festival?
I don't think so. I don't like strawberries.
What the?
Yeah, they won't enjoy it.
Hang on. We got to boot someone off this podcast real quick. Wait, why don't you like strawberries?
Bad experience.
Oh,
what?
That's why she don't eat Chinese food.
Wait, what bad experience? Can you share?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's about some people.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. It's anonymous. Go for it.
Yeah, okay. Just don't say names. But yeah, I think we'll know who you're talking about. Just say it.
Okay, so I was at Florida and we were in a beach house. Not beach house, but like a Airbnb.
Oh, huh.
And they only had, the only option was blueberries and strawberries and pancakes. So I just ate the pancakes. And then he forced me to eat the strawberries.
Oh, no.
And I threw up, like, so much.
No.
Did you really?
I did.
That's why you don't like strawberries?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and blueberries.
Yeah. And what happened? They got mad at you?
Yeah.
Dang. That's kind of similar with the one time with Joe. Our aunt was dating this asshole, and he made these fucking eggs. And dude put, like, okay, let's say you make a batch of eggs. Everyone out there who cooks, you know, you need butter, a little bit of butter, and a little bit of salt, maybe a little bit of pepper. And when we say a little bit of salt, like what, a pinch,
mm-hmm.
a dash of salt, this dude threw like 4 fucking tablespoons of salt into these eggs. Ugh. So when we were eating them, they were like salty. I mean, like your mouth, like just yeah, gross. And I refused to eat them. And then he goes, "Don't you give me that bullshit. You eat those goddamn eggs." Mm-hmm. And I started crying because I was what, like 8?
Yeah,
I was little.
Damn.
How old were you when this happened?
With
the strawberries?
I don't remember.
Last year?
No. It was a long time ago, but so, I don't really
remember. So ever since then, it just, yeah. It's a trigger.
Yeah.
Oh, even man, if you put chocolate on it?
Dip them in chocolate?
Mm-mm.
Just the taste.
I just don't
the
like
texture.
The texture. And the seeds. The texture? Like, yeah.
No,
okay. I had a bad experience. Uh-huh. So I never buy another Ford.
Oh, my God. You talking about the cargo van?
Oh.
You got thrown in the back of a van? A white
We brought this brand new cargo van for the business. And they were pushing this warranty for the tires. And it's like, goddamn, the tires are it's brand new. Sure as shit.
You'll be back.
One of the tires blew out and they wouldn't do anything about it because we didn't buy the warranty on the tires.
What?
So I had to buy a brand new tire for a brand new fucking van. And I swear to God, never get another Ford after that.
So you got the van, and then what was that time frame before the blowout?
Weeks.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that sucks.
It had a 12,000-mile warranty. We were out of warranty in like 3 months.
Oh, shit.
We did that much driving.
Hmm. Wow.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. If you know what Ford.
Found on road daily?
Dead.
Oh, found
on road dead.
It's fixed or repaired daily.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So it was a bad experience.
Yeah, it's true, dude. That's you.
It says, "I might not give my husband butterflies anymore, but I definitely give him high blood pressure." So I guess that means I've still got it.
Damn.
Every day. All day, every day. Ah, fuck you.
If hate were people, I'd be China.
Huh?
Yeah. What movie is that from?
The City Slickers.
What do you
why say? Is she telling you? Why is she telling you, Phil?
Yeah.
I hate you. They're having that fight over his birthday party.
I'm trying
right?
to remember. Yeah.
She's like, "I hate you more."
I think I've seen that movie like twice.
You need to watch it again.
Yeah.
If hate was people, I'd be China.
Yeah, because I forgot.
I'm
I have that.
When she's going to call her dad or whatever.
I have that Infinity TV where you could look up like any movie.
Yeah.
Like anyone. So I could look up any fucking movie.
I made C watch it recently.
That one?
What, last year maybe? City what? Slickers?
The first one.
Yeah.
We watched the first one and the second one.
With Norm. That was
that's
when
right. They do have like a two, right?
Yeah, it was a part two.
That was when Billy Crystal was like at his peak, I think.
He was
like,
fucking hilarious, dude.
It was a good
John
movie.
Candy, too, dude. I miss that fool.
Oh, yeah.
He was the best, dude.
A book.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, Chris Farley, dude.
Dude,
if he was still alive
on that,
now.
On that Netflix series, they were talking about the 90s, like the dark side of the 90s.
Dude, that has me wondering, did you see, supposedly there's like a documentary talking about the Nickelodeon?
Yeah, dude, we already watched it.
You
it's
watched it?
Crazy.
Is it? Oh, man, we need to see it.
What is it about?
Dude, it's sad, bro, they did to that dude, that Drake guy.
Yeah, apparently, like, Amanda Bynes, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
One of the girls from
But they really
All
didn't.
That,
They don't really go into specifics like what happened to her. They just say she got fucked up somehow.
Like this guy who he was what, a producer for Nickelodeon?
Yeah, he was like an actor, producer, like a writer, whatever.
Yeah. He apparently like molested all these kids.
I know. One dude, man, he like would rape him and shit, dude.
Damn.
It's crazy. You gotta listen to it. It's pretty crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, Hollywood, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
My butthole's worth way too much.
Hell yeah, dude. No, nothing's going in my butthole but my finger when I clean it.
Dig deep.
Is that why you're always cleaning? Cleaning
always clean, bro.
Yeah.
It's clean where you can eat off of it.
Dang.
He even cleans it when he doesn't take a shit.
It's just always cleaning it, even when it's not dirty.
It's always itching. It's always itching.
You know what? It's funny.
He has eyebrows.
I think the cats are better than his.
Everybody's eyebrows are better than mine. Shit.
I wouldn't. Sweet Pea's eyebrows are better.
I wouldn't even.
What did she say? That they look like mountains, right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Fucking powder.
I know. So and she never slept over after that.
Oh, I miss it. Yeah, we should have y'all stay over.
Yeah, you should. Let me know when.
Yeah, how about tonight? How about tomorrow so we can go to Galveston?
Damn.
So we're talking about Fiesta. Yeah, what else?
Dude, I want to talk about the disappointment of this eclipse because it was hilarious.
Dude,
people at my work, I felt bad for one guy because he was actually genuinely looking excited. He's looking forward to it. He's like, oh man, we're going to. So one of the things that was cool is one of the owners sent a box of glasses, eclipse glasses, and then there was a box of moon pies. And
oh,
I was
like, that's
pretty
tight.
Clever. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we had moon pies to enjoy during the eclipse.
Because I told my boss, I'm like, man, it's cloudy over here. He's like, man, it's clear over here, but I don't give a fuck about the eclipse.
That's the funny thing is, like, not everyone was into it. And for me, like, I'm working, like, bro, I got shit to do. So when people were all freaking out, oh, it's getting dark. And I'm like, yeah, I got these reports to do and I got shit to catch up with.
It only happened another 25 years.
Yeah, bro, I don't.
I missed this one. I'll catch the next one.
It was weird, though. Like when it got dark, the energy just like.
It got quiet. It got super dark.
It went
dark.
Like eerie. It got dark and it got cold.
Yeah,
it did. Dude, it got like fucking cold for like a couple of minutes and then it was just like. Just started lighting back up. It was weird.
It was weird because I could tell a shift in my energy. I felt like drained.
Since it started when we were outside.
I felt so tired. Yeah. Like I was like drained. Like no, I had I been outside. Same. Like I
had upset stomach. I felt like nervous.
Dang,
like,
fucking, y'all call nauseated. Me sensitive.
No. Well, it's better that than fucking bees, bro. Ain't no bee going to kill me. I'd rather get taken out by a fucking supernatural event.
I don't know, bro. I'll tell you
bee.
This. Hey, I'll tell you this. When bees are around, I don't get tired.
How can you get tired if you're fucking too busy crying and running, bitch?
if anything, my heart rate goes up.
One of my coworkers said it was dead silent because I think she said she was at the medical center.
It was.
And she said something about her energy, but I can't remember what she said about it.
It was just so weird.
She said it was drained.
She felt.
Because we were outside and we couldn't see anything, so we're just there. She stayed outside, and I was like, "Fuck, I'll go work." So I was working.
Yeah.
And then I just kept looking, and then all of a sudden, I went outside again. I came back, and I noticed inside the house was getting darker.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when she's like, look. So that's when we went outside.
It's time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we were in the totality. So, like, it was
It got
dark.
Pretty dark.
It was dark, dark. But
I think ours was 97 or 87.
Yeah, we were almost. Like, it was dark as shit.
So, did you hear Eclipse Holsters, what they were doing?
Nah. It's
a fucking badass company, bro. So, what they were doing is they were on Instagram, or I think it was Instagram. You'd go in there and so you'd place an order, right? Between like 8 in the morning to like 5 in the afternoon. And every hour they were randomly picking an order.
Nice.
And they were looking up your address and whatever your totality percentage was, they were going to refund you that.
Oh,
so they picked out a few texts and I think they got like 97% or like 87%. Oh,
that's cool. That's badass.
They would look up your state and some were like 13%. Yeah, like, and then it's like, something. Oh, the first Texas. And dude, that company's like the best.
That's
bro.
Pretty
the
cool.
Owners
dude.
Are the best.
Yeah,
the husband
that's
and wife.
Speaking of companies with good shit, Bear Creek Arsenal released a 12.5-inch barrel upper and a 14.5-inch.
I saw that.
Dude,
I got the email.
I'm going to buy both. Like 190.
Yeah, they're not expensive. They're on sale
right
now.
Like $200. Like fucking
I was
badass.
Thinking of buying the 12-inch.
I think I'm going to get one of each.
12.5.
A 12.5 and a 14.5. Do you mind? You don't mind. We just got our taxes done, so we're good.
Jesus.
You have to pay, you get money back.
I don't know.
Either way, you're good, right?
Either way, I'm ordering two AR uppers.
We'll discuss it in private.
That's a yes. That's a yes. The fact she didn't say no in front of y'all.
I forgot about that. They did release a 12.5, right?
12.5 and a 14.5, yeah.
Well, there's another company that I want to represent. It's called the Elite Group Estate Sales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
those people
good
rip
company.
Me off.
Yeah, they're
their prices company. Are like through the roof, though.
I heard the owners. I heard their owners are assholes.
Yeah.
Just one.
I heard you trying to get a deal. I heard you
the old guy.
Yeah. No, I heard you're trying to get a deal, and they'll just straight up they'll throw that shit away before they give you a hookup.
Yeah.
I've had a good experience with the company.
Yeah. I heard one of them sleeps through all the sales. And eats four-day-old donuts.
Can confirm. Did you get any weird feelings, or was it cold?
It was kind of cold.
Yeah. Like you noticed the temperature drop?
Like every single grade, we went outside.
Where did they have y'all go?
Eighth
the football
grade,
field?
Yeah, 8th grade went to the football
nice.
Field. And then seventh grade went to tennis courts.
The whole grade? Y'all were all out
did
there?
Did everyone have glasses or they just told you not to look at it?
No, we had glasses, but everybody took their glasses off. So yeah. Nobody went blind.
A whole generation of blind people.
Yeah. Yeah, all the schools, like, they let them go out.
Yeah, because O said that all of those kids, they were on the football field.
Yeah.
Like, all the students.
Just the whole class was out there.
Fire drill! Everybody runs out. Dang.
Yeah. Well, that sucks, because I feel like that would have been, I don't know, I mean.
It would have been cool, but it would have been cool to see. But it was just, it's crazy, the weather. But you know what? You know what's fucked up? Like, Saturday and Sunday, they were spraying the fuck out of the skies.
Were they?
Hell yeah, dude. There was, like, reports.
All I know is it was way more, Texas. It was way more clear.
Spraying it for what? Like,
spraying it, like, the chemtrails so they can cover the sky. So that's what creates the clouds and stuff.
Why would they overcast. Do that and cover the eclipse?
Because they're dicks.
I spray.
You didn't see all the other videos of the shit that people are catching?
I spray around, here, around my territory, too.
Yeah, because there's a ton of videos of, like, shit flying by the fucking eclipse.
Crop dusting.
Crazy shit.
Dude, I don't know, man. That's... I was really hoping CERN was going to open up a black hole and just end this bullshit already.
You aren't, dude. You'd be fucking crying.
Like that movie, This Is the End?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just fucking end it already, man.
You were waiting for Channel Tatum to come, but fuck you.
That one.
Yeah. Right now, this day, he's like, yeah, I'm with Channel Tatum. Yeah. He's holding on. Yeah, a lot of people were... Especially all those crazy ass people, dude.
I don't know, but then some of those videos, they look fake.
Oh, some look fucking stuff weird.
Flying in the sky.
There's a lot of shit coming out. Like the other day, I saw one, and then they took it down. They flagged the whole thing. So the dude kept posting it, and then the dude created another account just to post it.
What'd you see?
It was like, you know that NASA launched like 3 rockets into the eclipse, right?
I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they launched 3 rockets.
What about the devil?
The devil's comet. It's just called the devil's comet because the shape of it. It looks like it had horns.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't
that anything. Didn't do anything.
Nah.
I thought Elon Musk was going to launch something too.
I don't know. His shit's fake. They're all fake.
I'm going to launch something.
Yeah.
I'm about to launch a fart.
I'm all out of fucks to launch.
Damn. But yeah, no, there was a lot of shit going on, dude. But they're taking all that shit down, dude.
I don't know. All I know is... gas prices going up.
Well, they came back down. Inflation
is
sweet.
Inflation is rising again. So
it's 40%.
Now they're like, dude, the Fed is fucked. Like, they don't have I don't know what they're going to do, but
they can't
so cut fucked. Rates. They can't.
They can't do nothing.
Yeah, they're fucked.
They're fucked. We're fucked.
Market took
down.
A shit today.
It's all coming down, dude. It's all going to come down.
It needs to, man.
It is,
I'm on the
it's
sidelines.
Better pull your shit. Better pull your shit out.
Too late. No, you already had your chance. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are. I think my buddy, like, he's into all that shit. He pulled everything, dude.
Yeah. I got out a while back.
He pulled all his shit, dude. He's like, bro, it's going to pop.
When it does, it's going to fuck up a lot of people, but I'll be happy.
I'll be happy because I'll buy land then. It'll be all cheap now. All the commercial fucking companies are buying all that land just to sell?
Right. Fucking Chinese are buying all the shit, man.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the commercial. All the land out here, a lot of companies are buying them. They're just sitting on it, and they're going to be fucked when it all goes down because they're going to hold on to it. They're like, no one's going to buy it. Like, they can't sell it for what? Yeah, no one wants it. They're going to have to sell it dirt cheap because they can't hold on to it.
Dude, people can't even get approved because of the rates and shit. Like,
dude, have you seen that shit, bro? The dude is making, like...
Sorry.
Bless you.
Bless you. Right,
go ahead.
He was making, like, $275,000. And they didn't approve him for like a $300,000 house.
His debt to income was too high, or what?
Huh?
His debt to income was too high.
I don't know what it was, bro.
Dude, that's crazy. Imagine getting denied. You're making $200,000.
Dude, he said his credit score was like a 815.
And they denied him.
And they denied him, dude.
Wow.
So why did they deny him?
Dude, it's all fucked. Because, dude, it's fucked. The bank, dude, it's all. We're all fucked, dude. Because there was so much greed, and they did so much backwards ass shit. It's just going to be like, oh, wait, when all those houses, they finance everybody.
Yeah.
They lent money out to every fucking buddy, and then it started falling apart. It's been like, being like that for years. It's doing it again.
Dude, I heard. They're
using all this fucking money, dude.
I heard that some insurance companies are like using drones to like look at people's properties to come up with excuses to get out of insuring them.
What?
Like they're denying like people's policy renewals. Because they're like, yeah, we... we can't tell you why, but we saw some stuff and now you're non-renewed.
What? Or they can just keep raising your shit to make you fucking get out. Like, dude, our insurance fucking, dude.
Our homeowners.
Every 6 months, our shit goes up, dude.
And our auto insurance.
Dude. Our auto insurance go, dude, I figured it out.
That shit's insane.
Every 6 months, it's going up 15%, bro. I figured it out for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
It's 15% wild. Every 6 months.
Ours has gone up for sure.
Ours has gone up a lot. The homeowners definitely went up. But
ours hasn't gone. Mine hasn't really gone up that much.
Not your homeowners, right?
Mm-mm.
But no, mine auto insurance.
I think it's because the rebuild cost is like higher. So
well, you have USAA, so they fuck everybody.
Dude, this is the best insurance. Shit, it's fucking good, dude.
Until you have an accident, they don't want to pay that shit.
They've always taken care of my shit. It's
not our shit.
No, I don't have an accident.
Don't have to take care of mine. They're the worst.
They won't back you up. They don't. They're just paying off. They won't even fuck around with it.
They fucking didn't even tow our vehicle, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking. Oh, that's they right. They fucking.
The,
it was.
The
dude,
minivan, right?
Mm-hmm. It was 85% that they paid to have it fixed instead of totaling it.
That's nuts.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's.
After that, bullshit. I was like, that's fucking bullshit.
I can't blame you on that, dude.
Yeah. I was pissed after that. I'm like, fuck. It was like, the
principal at that
dude,
point.
The dude at the fucking auto place was like, what the fuck? I've never seen this.
Yeah, just total it out. Honestly, for me, if I had to leave, I would take home an auto, but I would leave the VPP because that's all the guns, instruments like that. That coverage is badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because they didn't fight in the accident that I had. It wasn't my fault, but they just bent over and took it up the ass.
Yeah. They just pay it because they won't fight. They're making a lot of money, dude.
Yeah. It's cheaper for them to pay it off than to fight.
Why don't we start up an insurance company?
Shit. We don't have the.
You know what? I should become a politician. I could be a corrupt
elite group auto insurance.
Yeah, dude. You could buy me out, shit. You can't have my butthole, but you can have my.
Oh shit!
You know I have.
You can buy
I
me
have,
out other ways.
Who wants that hairy cape, dude?
I have Allstate for my homeowner's insurance.
Uh huh. Oh, yours is pretty good. Yours hasn't really gone up.
It hasn't really gone up at all.
That's good.
So when I first got my house, it was my house payment was $850.
Dang.
And now it's only $1,000.
Like, amazing.
Now it's only $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Like, in 10 years, it's only gone up, what?
Did y'all get your appraisal? $200.
Yeah, we got it today in the mail.
Oh, did you look at it?
Mine no, I didn't look at it and open it.
Shit, mine went up almost $20,000.
Damn.
Shit. Oh, we did get an appraisal update.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't look at it yet.
We didn't open it.
I don't know.
I didn't open it.
It's whatever. Honestly, like, though, but that's crazy because I was talking to another couple and they were telling me that for, like, not even an amazing home, just like an old house that they were going to finance there because of the rates and the cost of these homes and insurance, dude, their mortgage payment is going to be almost $3,000 a month.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's so fucking insane. Nuts. It's going to crash.
For, like, an old ass house, too.
Yes, dude. It's going to fucking crash. Even car rates, dude. My buddy was like, he traded in his truck. He said his credit score was like 850, dude, and he couldn't do it. Fuck, you know what his rate was? The best they can do?
What?
5.2.
That's nuts. With an 850.
And he went from like a 1.8.
Yeah, I think ours
like 5 point something.
I think we have like a 2.5 from 20. What year did we get the?
I don't remember.
It was right before COVID.
Yeah, don't fucking refinance. Don't get
no
car.
No, we won't.
It's, dude, that's they're saying like.
Yeah, if you're fucked.
It's bad, yeah.
You're like, 11%? Okay, that's great.
And I think USAA financed it.
Yeah.
But he had to trade it in because he's like, it was one of his vehicles. Yeah, he had to.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because even like that new subdivision that they're building across from us, across from that cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
We saw
like
that,
those houses, it says from the mid to 200s.
And they're small.
And they're small.
They're small.
Yeah, they're small houses.
250s.
Yeah.
Well, now you need what $10,000-$30,000 closing,
dude.
Huh?
No, dude, no, dude,
it's $10,000.
No. It's 20% down, bro, for a house.
20%.
What? 20 fucking percent. They're not doing that bullshit anymore. When you're building a house, you gotta put on 20%.
What about zero now?
Shit, that shit don't even exist no more, dude.
Is that building a house or buying a house?
Both.
Oh shit! I saw somewhere it was $10,000.
No, it's not $10,000.
Closing costs.
Remember, we had seen that.
That's closing costs. That's closing. 0%. That's not putting down like that to get the loan. Crazy. That's to get financed, dude.
Dude, in 2017, they had a big fucking banner on the fence of these houses.
Yeah.
Zero down. Yeah. Which
not
is
anymore,
crazy.
Dude. Yeah. Because your closing cost is different from what you got to put down. Because what you got to put down is so you can get financed. And then when you find, since you got, say you got like $300,000, you got to put down 20%.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then after that, then that you put, they figure out your closing costs and what you're financing. Sucks, dude. It's all fucked. Crazy.
Everything's so expensive now.
But, you know.
Do they have,
as which
you,
I wanted.
Actually, is your food at your school expensive?
We don't have to pay for anything.
What?
Oh, yeah, they get free lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pay for it, dude.
Hook it up.
You pay for it. You're welcome.
You don't pay for anything?
But the food, but the food's unedible.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get what you pay for. Inedible. Man.
Thanks,
yeah.
Big Mike.
Oh, yeah, inedible. Sorry.
So what, wait, so what is, what kind of food is free? Everything?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
As much
except
as you want.
For like.
Cookies. Except for like the cookies or the cookies ice cream,
and like the
chips ice cream sandwiches,
yeah. The extra stuff.
How much is a bag of chips at school?
Just $1.
And how much is a cookie?
$1.
$1 for a cookie?
Would you feed the food to your dogs?
Mm-mm. Probably kill them.
Oh my gosh! Wow,
they have the shits for a week.
That lasagna.
What was it that you ate last week? You ate something.
I ate a burrito. It tasted really good. It tasted really good, like for the first time I actually enjoyed it, but like the aftermath wasn't it. So,
I remember that. I remember smelling it.
It sounds like burrito.
Blowing right. Up the toilet. Yeah.
So you enjoyed it twice.
No, the only thing that's actually good is like the nachos, and that's it. The chili and cheese.
Do you do
do they still have enchiladas?
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Wednesdays? Are they good?
On Wednesday.
Do they still serve it with cornbread?
No.
Crumble the cornbread on the rice and beans. Mix them. Uh-huh. Put it together.
Dude, oh, the cornbread so was sweet. Sweet cornbread.
Then the square pizza. Oh,
square pizza.
Oh,
the
square pizza. Oh, pizza.
We have circles. No, we have circle.
Breakfast pizza?
Ew. Yeah.
Circle pizzas? Oh, just regular.
Yeah.
Personal. That's lame.
But the circle pizzas, for some reason, they're really good except for like the sauce. For some reason, the sauce is like really spicy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
That's weird. Like it's a arrabbiata sauce or whatever it's called.
Chichawanga.
What about the burgers? Are the burgers good?
I was just going to ask about the burgers. No.
They're like on
the
a wheat bun.
Meat's all hard.
Yeah,
it's
soy. Yeah, is it the soy?
Thanks, Big Mike.
The meat patties.
Is it the tofu patty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The cheese doesn't even melt.
It's like the painted grill marks.
Yeah. I took it apart and like I ripped it and it was like...
Plastic. Moving.
Yeah. It was like... It was like plastic.
What?
Yeah.
Worms growing. I mean, moving.
Yeah. Microplastics in there.
It was tofu. It wasn't raw meat.
Yeah. It just was plant based. It looks like cheese, like thick cheese.
So do you get hungry because you're not eating the food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, she comes home and eats like
dollar bags of chips, dude. Get them dollar cookies.
He's like a sailor.
Damn.
So do you have other options? Didn't y'all have Chick-fil-A or something in your school?
Yeah, that's not a thing anymore.
Oh. Oh, for real?
I remember O was telling us about that.
Yeah, I forgot.
Like, they don't have soda machines. They don't have any of that shit.
Yeah. Can't get no combos.
Yeah.
That's why they walk off campus.
Corn nuts.
Or bugles. What were they called?
Dude, that is a bugles? Good point. I see every time during lunch hours, all the kids walking from Taft to the gas station.
Yeah, because they don't eat that shit.
Mm. Damn.
Imagine they had Chick-fil-A.
The same with Jang. They walk to the Dollar General because it's right there.
Hear me out. What if I...
Make tacos?
Park... A big van, like an old Astro van.
Dude, will make
like
money, bro.
And just be fucking selling snacks.
Bubbles can make like 100 tacos in the morning.
Bro.
We sell them for $2. Shit, forget about it. We'll sell out.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like a ice cream truck, but instead of the...
Get your tacos and nachos over here. Get your tacos. Tenemos limonada. Tenemos
pítale.
Tenemos taquis. Tenemos burritos con fritos. Lo que tú quieras. Barga. Get a bean and cheese to go. Okay, here you go. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Throw a grito while you're at it. Shit, man.
Make money, bro.
Let's do it, man. These
you
kids
have to
need
do it.
It
at Taft. We can't do it at Jay because they have like the two Mexican restaurants across the high school.
Bet you we put them out of business.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking get robbed by no Eggers. I don't want to shoot no Eggers, dude. Yeah, we'll go to Taft.
Dude, I thought that, no joke, I was getting my haircut today and the chick started off with an Egger. Like,
before, combed it down?
Like, before she faded it, like, before she trimmed it, like, it was all starting to go up, and I was like, my fucking heart, like, stopped. I was like, no!
Oh,
she was about to give me an
Edgar. Which hair was it that you got cut?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Hey, who invited this guy?
You said you got a haircut, which I want to know which one was cut.
His flip.
This one right here. Yeah, I almost got Edgar. I had one
of those back in the day.
It's pretty nice.
No, it just sits there. It's in its own wheelchair.
So what's up with Edgar's and curly hair?
I don't know.
Why is that a thing nowadays? I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either.
It's so weird.
Do the guys, like, because I can't believe that for some reason just all these dudes have curly hair. They're doing something to curl their hair.
You think they're perming their hair?
I don't know. Are they?
I've seen, like, people get perms.
Really? Yeah, just to get curls.
Yeah.
That, like, is wild.
I think two guys in my school.
Fucking fanukes, dude.
Got perms? Yeah.
Oh,
everybody else has it.
Told us last time.
Dude, that is ridiculous.
Fucking fanukes.
How the fuck?
Mine's just natural curls.
Dude, if you
But like, you could tell when it's a perm and when it's natural.
Natural curls.
Yeah.
With the perm,
you're
yeah.
so close.
Remember Coming to America?
Like, I don't find the Edgar's cute at all.
Yeah, it's a weird haircut. It looks... Honestly, and here's the thing is...
Is that Marbach mop you're
yes,
talking about?
Yes, yes. Okay. And the thing about the Edgar cut or any of these is that, like, it doesn't look good on everyone.
Yeah.
But all of them have it. Yeah. And it only it doesn't look good on everybody.
We had that, like, in the 90s, though. It was called the Caesar cut. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, you remember that? Were you that
young? There's this one kid at my school. He has an Edgar or, like, a bull cut. It's something. It's something on top of his head. And, like, you can see, like just, like, the dark parts where he, like... cuts it off. It looks really bad.
Really?
Oh my yes.
God. I'm glad I grew up in the 70s and everybody had long hair, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, D, you had a bowl cut.
I did. It was,
yeah.
Those pictures are fucking hilarious.
Like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. It was a bowl cut that went to a mohawk.
Pink. Yeah. Pink mohawk.
Cut but uncut.
I took care of it.
Anyway, yeah, it's weird, the stuff, the style I see now. Obviously baggy shit's coming back in.
Yeah, everything's mm-hmm. coming back.
It's around. All coming full circle now.
Oh, you know what I saw the other day online? I'm on this page, it's called, like, 90s nostalgic on Facebook. Yeah. And everybody posts all this shit, and this dude posted a picture of some Jabos. He's like, I found these at like one of those resale stores, the Pluto's
right
closet, whatever right, they're called. Right. He said, they're $20. Should I get them? And everybody was like, fucking get them, bro. I had just the best fucking pants I ever had. And they were like, I don't remember them being in sale, like, in Massachusetts. And everybody's like, dude, they were in sale here. And I was like, yeah. We wore those in Texas in the 90s. It was like, $20. They used to be $100 back in the day.
I know, dude. Yeah.
What were they?
The Jabos.
Jabos.
Jabos right. jeans.
What the hell was that?
What? You recognize them if you see them.
Oh, really?
Pull up a picture.
Yeah.
Pull up a picture.
Pull up a picture. Yeah. So the baggy stuff is coming in now?
Damn.
Lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Shit's overrated.
I had baggy shit in my day. It's funny to see the styles come around. Same thing happened with the bell bottoms. Same thing happened with the high rise pants. All that shit just cycle.
Mm-hmm. The mom jeans.
Yeah, it's all coming back around.
Mom pants. I bet you corduroy will be
another thing. Oh, that's kind of coming in.
Is it corduroy?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's been coming
around. Yeah, you have corduroy.
Give it time.
A few pants you used to.
They're really ugly.
Then why would you get them? They're like $50.
Damn.
Why'd you pay $50 for pants?
Because you had to get them at Zoomies. Can't get them anywhere else. They got to be Zoomies.
Damn.
What the fuck is Zoomies?
Hey, actually, if O gets a job at Zoomies, I need a skater.
It's like skater apparel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Skater. Well, it's clothes. Not just skater. They got all kinds, but yeah, it's mainly.
Mostly skater.
Mostly skater.
Or Hot Topic.
Yeah.
That's a Hot Topic.
Spencer's.
I don't like corduroys.
Well, Hot Topic's more like goth, dude. Goth rock shit.
Goth
like,
rock. Goth punk.
Like the girls wear all
this. Damn, I had corduroy bell-bottom jeans or bell-bottom pants, and they had cuffs and shit on them.
Cuffs?
Yeah, they had cuffs.
Did you have the flower
and
patch?
The platforms?
And I had platform shoes,
the sun, did you have the sunny, smiling patch?
How thick were the platforms?
3.5-4 inches. They were bigger, I had bigger platforms than some of the girls had high heels.
Damn. Wow.
How do you spell Jabos?
How do you spell that shit?
It's G-I-R-B-A-U-D.
Jabos. Are those just guy pants?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder we don't know.
Oh, I've never seen those.
You have to have seen those like that. Like they have the tag right there. Everybody wore those, the Jabos.
Well, I'm not looking at someone's crotch for the tag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. right? They're Girbaud's?
Yeah.
G-I-R.
Yeah, that's it.
B-A-U-D, right? That the little tag, the white tag right there in the crotch?
Yep.
Because the girls used to always go, oh, look, you got Girbaud's on.
Hey, look.
You got that's your, right.
Hey, look, you got your dick out.
Yo,
staring at my package. No, I was looking at your tag.
Yo, you want to touch my Girbaud's? Yo, excuse me. I'm going to buy me some. They're only, they're shit. Expensive. They're like $50. Yeah, the Girbaud's. Remember those?
That's how it looks?
Yeah. I don't remember those at all.
Gross. Me neither.
There were different styles, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Those shit looks like it came from Sweden.
Yeah. I guess we're young.
They're foreign. They're right?
Scandinavian or something. Yeah.
They're actually from the UK. They were a brand, I think.
Yeah, that
looks like it.
Yeah.
Kind of explains a lot.
Look at those that have red on it.
Yeah, the red ones. These, yeah, no, nah, those were
like
weird.
Parachute pants. Yeah.
Those were later. These, the style that I wore were more like these.
That looks like from the 80s, from that, like,
yeah, the parachute
if
pants.
I was to watch that safety dance.
What like the this, fuck?
Something's hungry.
What's that? yeah, you see, that's what they're,
Something's hungry.
What the hell?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, like that. You see, they had the little white tag. that's what they're, they were like $8,500 back in the day.
I don't know, but something's hungry. Dude, I hate when I see someone's ass eating their pants. It pisses me off. I don't know why, but it's just like,
why?
Don't come to our house already. Hey, remember
don't come to our house.
Hey, remember the shooting range? Can I tell that story?
No, you cannot.
Oh, man.
Come on, tell it.
Someone had to watch me.
Those are parachute pants. Those were my parachute pants.
Forget about it.
That looks like the other jeans.
That looks like those are like astronauts.
Look like that. Yeah, that's what basically what they were.
Oh my god!
They used to call them astronaut pants too back in the '80s.
Is that the MC Hammer?
No, those are different. Those are like the sagging parachute. Those are totally.
Are they
those
fire retarded?
They kind of look like it, right?
Yeah. You're
fire retarded.
You're fire retarded.
What? You're fire retarded. What?
Fire retarded.
What?
Retardant.
Retardant.
Slows Sorry. Down fire.
There you go. Retardant.
Retardant.
Yeah. 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 It's retarded. Hey,
you see my big bump?
Oh, sorry. It's been a long day.
Yeah. I will say, man.
No comment.
There's something to be said about retard strength is a real thing. Like,
bullshit.
No, it really
bro,
is.
Bro, it is.
They will, like,
dude, my uncle is retarded, gotta, like, bro.
And tranquilize him, yeah. Dude. They're fucking strong.
Dude, my uncle. My
Ling Ling,
uncle?
Is that true?
What?
Dude, it's Nothing. True. My uncle was retarded when we were kids. He was like in his 20s when we were like teenagers, and we taught him how to like play football. We would throw him the football, dude. We couldn't tackle him. He would fucking run like a motherfucker. And then we would teach him, like, when we catch the ball, Theo Tommy tackle us, man. He would knock the fuck out. He would fucking run. Yeah.
We had this joke about there was this one dude that worked at Amazon, and we said it was like, dude, imagine, because he's got the retard strength that if he like just decided one day you're in the bathroom just taking a shit, right? You're sitting on the toilet minding your business. If this dude decided to just kick the door in on you, you'd be like, oh shit. And then you'd go to swing to take a punch, and he would just catch your hand and lift you up by your arm. You'd be like, oh shit. Like, dude, yeah.
Can you wipe my ass while you're here?
So the guy anyway. Was talking about that, like the Girbaud pants. I used to wear those.
Yeah.
And then I used to wear the...
That was before my time, but
yeah. That was like in the early 90s. Like
for me, it was late 90s, early 2000s. It was the JNCOs, the Echoes.
Yeah, we didn't wear
that. That was
way after.
Yeah.
Ours was like Girbaud's, Z Cavaricci's, the 501s.
But there was
the
also
Silver
like...
Silver Tab,
for sure.
Silver Tab,
the
yeah.
Skater ones.
They came out like in the... like. Early 90s, and then they got real popular later.
Yeah. But we also had the preppy stuff where they would wear like Abercrombie, Express.
Yeah, Express. No, it was Structure.
Structure
before. Now Express. It's Express.
Yeah.
Well, the Express they was had the woman's. Yeah, Structure was a man's because I used to wear Structure shirt. I still have a couple Structure
That's
shirts
funny.
in my closet.
The hell?
I think that was Milo.
Was it?
No, you got your headphones too close to the microphone.
How?
That's why
it made a noise?
Yeah. You didn't hear it?
I did, but I didn't know. I didn't know what it was coming from.
I thought you farted and you just rolled. Real tight. Yeah, she's squeezing her cheeks so tight that she whistled. Virgin! Yeah, it's weird how, but yeah, the style's coming back. You like baggy jeans and weird shit, dude. I even saw some fucking people dressed like hippies the other day. Like the weird when they come to our cells.
Do they smell?
I don't know. I ain't fucking like sniffing no bugs.
Do they have weed? Long armpit hair?
Oh. What happened to the dude from the record show that y'all liked with the spaghetti strap?
Oh, he asked for you.
He died from AIDS.
What the fuck?
He was waiting for you at the record show.
Okay, I was curious.
Hey, you want to go do record store day? Oh, no, you have to work probably. On the 20th?
I got
to
work.
Saturday?
I work.
Dude, I'm going to go to Jesse's like at 3 in the morning. You'll be out. We'll be out by 8.
I work.
Sorry, you're on your own.
I'll go by myself.
I'm going to be busy on 420.
I just want to take somebody else with me so they can go take someone, like, take a spot.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one of the kids.
What are they, releasing? Anything good?
Yeah, it's good shit, dude. There's probably like 5. I mean, for me. Okay. There's a lot of weird shit. You might like it.
Okay. I'll take a look. Because maybe I can. I might be able to join you like in the morning, early
Dude,
like
we'll
that.
Be out, dude. Yeah, they're going to open at 7.
Okay.
So I want to go. I'm going to go about 3 in the morning.
If anything, like you might get there at 3 in the morning.
Tonight?
And then I could meet you at like 6.
Dude, like I'm not going to make you fucking cut in front of all these fucking people.
Why not? What the fuck? They'll get over it.
No, because I don't get over it, and I almost beat somebody up last night. Oh,
all right, fine. We'll get there at 3. 3:30. Hey, how about this? We go at 3:30? Wait. Hold up. We go at 3:30.
Put our chairs.
Chairs, but I'm also taking a little rolling fold-out bed.
Do it.
And just camp out.
Or you can do like the people did this last time in, what was it, November? When did I go? I went like at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. And there was like two guys, like, you know, you could tell they were.
Were they spooning?
I don't know, but like they would take turns because it was cold and rainy.
Oh,
so. But we're all covered. They were taking turns, like waiting at the chair, and then they would go take turns in the car.
Pussy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, and if you're going to wait, you're either in it or you're not. Yeah. They did that same shit when we were buying ammo and we would camp out at Academy. Dumb, right? They'd be all cold. And they'd be waiting in their car, and I'd just be there like
you're the motherfucker that I'm going to take the ammo from. Dude, you're the exactly. Bro. I'm going to fucking rape you in front of your wife and take your ammo. Wait, what?
What the?
Sorry,
dark turn.
I went back to the medieval times, dude.
when he's trying to keep warm in that bedroom, I'm just going to kick that door in the cold.
Hello, sir.
Well, how convenient that record store day is on 420.
I don't fucking.
Yeah, this shit doesn't matter.
How convenient.
I smoke weed all year long, dude. I don't
I don't mess with that stuff.
You don't need a special day for it.
I just, it's from the earth, bro. It's not against the law, bro. It's from the earth. Mother Nature. Mother Earth gave that to us.
Smoke me.
Yeah, there's some good shit, dude. You should look at it.
Take me.
Actually, I'm going to take some Panacure with some CBD oil and curcumin.
English, please.
Wait, what? You're going to take what?
Panacure. Fimbendazole.
Oh, the hell?
It's an antiparasitic that kills cancer and stuff. Just in case.
What?
Because I smoke cigars, so I'm just going to dose up on that shit.
Oh. So, I was watching TV. I was flipping between Pawn Stars channel. So, I was watching Pawn Stars.
She finally changed it from Storage Wars to fucking...
I was watching Storage Wars.
Reruns?
Yeah. So, I changed it to Pawn Stars, and then I was going back and forth to Married at First Sight.
How is that show? Day. I never watched it.
I like it. Fucking I like all the drama.
Do you watch any midget shows?
Nah.
All right, wrap this shit up.
All right, here we go. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed another episode of the Back in Our Day podcast. Make sure you are following us on Spotify as well as on Apple iTunes. We can't wait to see you at the next episode. So thanks again for your support. Hope you all have a good one. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.